All right, we're back now with Lynn Classical High School football coach Brian Vaughn. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO. How are you?
Doing well. Yourself?
Yeah, very well, thank you. You know, the weather getting better. I don't have to wear the mask outside, and, geez, that feels good. Hey, is there any change with football practice in terms of wearing the mask?
No, we're still wearing the mask.
Ah, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I was hoping.
You know, we only worry about the things we can control.
I understand. I understand. Let's take a quick review of the Revere game, Coach. First game back for you guys. Coach Ciccatelli's team came in. They ended up winning 18-0, but I'm guessing when you look at the film, you saw a lot of good things you could point out to your kids.
Yeah, you know, we there was some negative things, but there was also a lot of positives. You know, playing a lot of young dudes, or you know, also a lot of first year starters,
mm-hmm.
with a lack of varsity experience. We expected some mistakes, and that's just the way, that's the nature of the beast, that's how it goes. But then, you know, also there was a lot of positives with those guys, so, we're just trying to get back at it during this week and, you know, try to fix some things for the metric game.
One thing with a young team is that, sometimes they're not used to the speed of the game in that first game, first half, and then they sort of, step it up and get used to it in the second half, and then there's a lot of improvement after that. So what are some of the good things you did see, Coach? Maybe a player or two that you said, okay, this is what we got to do.
Well, overall, I want to say I thought we played aggressive. You know, I thought we matched them physically.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought, you know, we made some mental mistakes. And again, that's expected with young guys or first year guys. So, but overall, the good stuff was, you know, us being physical and, you know, the young guys running around and trying to make plays. Marquise Avery, you know, freshman running back, receiver for us. I thought he played well and then started linebacker for us. I thought he played really well as well.
Did you say he's a freshman?
Yes.
Well, that's a familiar name, the Averys, man.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, we're impressed with him. And
mm-hmm.
Nico Galizzi played well on defense as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he ran the ball as well for us.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
and then a couple other guys first year playing varsity. Arthur Kirk played well. Victor Robles played well up front, first time playing offensive line in a varsity game. They played well. So those are some of the positives that, you know, we walked out of the film like, oh, okay, we can work with that.
Good, because you know, again, with such a shortened preseason, a really short season, you know, it has to be hard to correct some of the technique and things like that. And as you say, get the reps in so you don't make the mental mistakes so that the kids can do these things sort of without thinking about it. And you don't really have that time frame right now, which you will, you know, come September.
Yeah. So, you know, like I said, every day we're just trying to fix the stuff that we need to get fixed and, you know, work on the things that we want to get better at. And, you know, so far this week they responded and, you know, like I said, hopefully, you know, we can fix a few things.
How'd it feel for you personally, Coach, coaching a meaningful game, you know, at the end of April? What'd that feel like?
It definitely was different, but, you know, everybody was excited to be out there. I was excited to be out there on
mm-hmm.
the field with my team and, you know, just, you know, hope, you know, just waiting to get back. Get going for this Friday's game as well.
Okay, I asked you this last week, but I don't remember the question. Do you have a lot of seniors on the team?
We do not.
Okay.
We do not.
All right, so this is a real building process for you.
Like I said, we started two freshmen on defense,
mm-hmm.
and we started a freshman on offense. On defense, we only had three returning starters, and the same with the offense. We only had three
okay.
starters.
So, first thing,
you know, a lot of we're trying to get guys experience next year here, and again, try to get better every day.
First thing I'm thinking is look out for Classical down the line with GBL. That sounds good, Coach. What do you got coming up this week?
We play Medford on Friday.
What do you see about them?
They have some athletes on the perimeter. Quarterback's a really good runner, really good athlete. You know, we have to look to contain those guys. If we're not able to do that, it's going to be a long night for us.
All right, where's this one and when?
It's going to be in Medford.
At Medford, and that's
7 p.m.
At Friday, you said?
Yeah, at home Melfield, I believe it's called.
Okay, all right. Coach, I appreciate your taking the time, and I want to check in with you again next week and try to keep up with Lynn Classical here as you guys move into the GBL.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Take care. Be safe.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You have a good day.
You as well. That is Brian Vaughn, who is the Lynn Classical High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.